North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, April 8th. The city of Chico is scheduled to clear a handful of homeless encampments across the city today. In total, 23 unsheltered residents will be forced to relocate. Locations being targeted include the City Plaza, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, and off Highway 99 by Little Chico Creek. The city notified campers at these sites late last month, ultimately giving them 12 days to clear out. Nearly half of the people being moved have been contacted by city staff in previous removals. This is the fifth encampment clearing this year that NSPR has been notified about by the city. According to public documents, last year the city cleared at least 12 homeless encampments. And in other news, the Butte County Board of Supervisors meeting tomorrow will be mostly routine budget adjustments and contract approvals. But NSPR's Sarah Bohannon tells us there's some notable items.
The sheriff's office will present about what access federal immigration officials have had to the county jail in the past year. The office is also requesting approval to apply for grant funding for mental health services for law enforcement. It's also giving an annual report on its use of military equipment and asking supervisors to review its military equipment use policy, which by ordinance must be approved for equipment purchases. Separately, drought assistance is on the agenda. Supervisors will consider a resolution supporting a funding agreement with the State Water Resources Control Board. That's after the county was awarded nearly $6 million to help residents with dry wells. Lastly, the board will consider approving a contract with the Imperial County Office of Education as part of a statewide initiative to deliver high-speed broadband services to county libraries. In Chico, I'm Sarah Bohannon.
Debris removal for a major rock slide on Highway 70 in the Feather River Canyon is set to begin today. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, Caltrans has estimated cleanup will take about a month to complete. There will be one-way traffic for those driving in the construction area. Multiple slides have occurred at the site since February, closing the highway from Jarbo Gap to Greenville Y. The paper reports that a 4.4 magnitude earthquake that occurred near the area last week did not cause any additional rocks to fall at the location. And North State residents won't see the full solar eclipse today, but even a partial eclipse is a remarkable event. Proper eye protection is critical, though. NASA says not even dark sunglasses will provide enough protection. If you didn't get around to purchasing special eclipse glasses to watch the eclipse, you can always use an indirect viewing method. NASA will also provide live coverage online. The solar eclipse will last from 10:20 this morning to 12:15 this afternoon. At its peak, the sun will be 30% covered in our region. Another total solar eclipse won't be visible from the U.S. until 2045. And state officials have approved a new 10% rent cap on low-income housing developments in California. CalMatters' Jeannie Kwong has the details.
The cap goes into effect immediately, and it applies to all new units in California that will be constructed with low-income housing tax credits. And that's basically federal and state tax credits that go to private developers for them to build affordable housing. The rule doesn't officially apply to current low-income housing in California. However, officials say that they still expect most or all of the current owners to comply with the rent cap. Tenant advocates are not fully satisfied with the new rule. They think it's a step in the right direction, but they still believe that the cap should be lower and that some tenants who are very low income are still being asked to pay too much of their incomes to rent.
That was CalMatters' Jeannie Kwong. Finally, California public colleges are now offering on-campus workshops to teach their students and staff how to use naloxone, the opioid reversal medication, often referred to as Narcan. Cap Radio healthcare reporter Kate Wolf has more.
At the Sacramento State Wellness Office, peer health educators Tori Duong and Stephanie Rosas start their training with an icebreaker.
If the first group here, they could kind of share what they talked about, the first question, what do you know about opioids?
There's no right or wrong.
There's no right or wrong answer.
A senior named Kaylee came to the training because she's going to Coachella this month and says some of her friends plan to bring drugs. Mostly, though, she's worried about her brother.
I know his friends actually do fentanyl, so, like, if I can have this resource to share with my brother to then share with his friends, it can help save a life somehow.
The trainings are part of the Campus Opioid Safety Act, which went into place in California last year. Lori Miller with the Sacramento County Health Department says with overdose rates still increasing in the county, the Sac State program won't just help college students.
Prevention education is the key in this epidemic, and we all need to work together as a community and to normalize Narcan so people are not afraid to administer it.
Miller says she wants Narcan in every classroom, in every middle school, high school, and college campus. Kate Wolf, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Monday, April 8th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.